Point the eviction in Khayelitsha of Bulalani Kolani by City of Cape Town officials from land that was, they said, illegally occupied. The eviction was videoed. Kolani was naked when he was removed from his shack. The shack was destroyed. It has sparked a lot of outrage, a lot of comment, and the officers involved have been suspended. The city's been heavily criticised. The mayor, Dan Plato, has suggested that Kolani deliberately took his clothes off as a stunt, as a tactic to embarrass the officials and embarrass the city. I'm sure if you're listening to Cape Talk yesterday or watched any news bulletins or any social media feeds, you will have heard or seen this story being covered. It really has sparked a lot of questions about our treatment of people in shacks on land that is designated not for use, and how that should be resolved. I would love to talk to Bulalani Kolani directly. You have heard a little bit of him on Eyewitness News, but he is not willing, and understandably, to give a full interview in English. It's not his first language. He speaks Xhosa. So what I'm going to do, and see how this works, I'm going to talk to Wanda Makinka, who is in Itumbene, with Bulalani Kolani. Bulalani's next to him. We have sent Wanda some of the questions that we want Bulalani to answer, and Wanda has asked those questions, got Bulalani's Xhosa replies, and he's going to give us the English translation so we can get the picture and the perspective from Bulalani Kolani via Wanda. Wanda, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much. As you already introduced me, my name is Wanda, but I don't know whether to answer with the first question. Also.
No, let's just work through this. The first question I wanted to know, I just need to know a little bit about Bulalani, you know, his age, his family status. How long had he been living in that shack? What do you know of him? What is his sort of brief life story?
Oh, all right. Bulalani have 3 months staying in this location, which is Etembeni. That's what the location called, Etembeni.
He's been there 3 months. Where was he?
Been 3 months with this shack. He came from his sister. He was staying with his sister, but he decided to build his own shack because he has someone with him, which is a girlfriend and also a child.
So he built that shack 3 months ago on that plot?
Yeah, 3 months ago.
And what happened yesterday? And one question, was that his first eviction experience, or had people tried to remove the building before?
It's not the first eviction. Maybe it's the third eviction. So that's not the first time.
And what does he say happened yesterday? What were the sequence of events?
It was not yesterday. It was last of yesterday. Which
Sorry.
Was 5 years. So what happened is that law enforcement came here with their guards, all those officers, and I don't know their names because no one was wearing a name tag. And also we asked them why they don't have name tags, but they said it's none of our business. And also they come to evict our sharks. There were only 5 sharks available because most of the sharks that we were having, they already evicted. So when it comes to Bulalani, the one... The most South Africans know about him. It's just that they started with the first one and the second one. Then this guy, they said, no, you must wait. If you want to evict my shark, you must wait up until I finish because I'm still in a path. Then they didn't listen. They just pushed the door and pushed him outside to so that they can destroy his shark. But he fight to get inside. He didn't fight to I don't know how to put it, but he fight to get back inside his own shack.
Now, the mayor says he was dressed, he went into his shack, and he got undressed deliberately as a tactic to embarrass the law enforcement officials. What does Bulalani say in response to that?
I think, for me, as a witness of him, that's a lie, because Bulalani, the time they destroyed those sharks, the first one and the second one and the third one, was still inside his shark. So that's a lie that he was undressed just because those law enforcement were coming to evict his shark. That's a lie.
Now, presumably he doesn't have a bath or a shower inside that shack. Presumably he was just hand washing from some kind of basin or bucket or what?
Even with the camera or videos that was taken by the people and also the organization that we work with, they show them at the backbone, back is wet, meaning this guy was washing inside, was in a bath.
Yeah, ironically, as I look up on E! News at the moment, that piece of video is being rerun yet again. What has happened today? Has Bulalani, where is he staying? Has he rebuilt his shack? What has happened?
As the people or leadership of this place, we decided to help him to build again his shack, even though there are some already, they didn't have their shack, but he was, I don't know, he was explored around the world because of he was naked and he was the only person who was naked, but he is not the only person who got this problem. Then the other people who got this problem, we've decided to put them back to the tent where we are staying. So we helped him to rebuild again, even though it's not in the right condition as it was.
This is probably more a question for you than Bulalani. I suppose it's for both of you. The city says the reason they're trying to clear that land is the structures are illegal. They want to use that land to create a bulk water supply project to strengthen water supply to Khayelitsha. So the community will benefit if that land is used. So how do you feel about that? Do you feel they are entitled to do the eviction if it means they're going to deliver a better water supply for the whole of Khayelitsha?
Hey, that's I'm not sure what to say on that, but what I can only say is that always the city of Cape Town is always have stories when it comes to land. Even this land, they said, is marked for something else, but when it comes to land, always there is a fight. There is a fight because even Mbulweni was facing this fight. Even us, we are facing this. It's not the first time law enforcement doing this.
How does Bulalani feel today? What are his emotions and what action is he intending to take from here on in?
I think he is conscious because now he didn't even answer some of the questions people want them to answer because he still think about his dignity because he was naked and he was shown all over the world. So now he's just feeling not very well, but we try to insist where we can. And also I think he will attend some counseling so that he can come back with their normal life.
Does he have a job? Does he have employment?
This guy is unemployed. That's why he's living here. He's unemployed, so he couldn't be able to pay the rent while he was staying with his sister.
Wonder, I do thank you for your time. You've taken the trouble to put those questions to Bulalani for us and to relay his answers. Thank you very much for your time on Cape Talk, and will you thank Bulalani as well?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Wanda on the line from Khayelitsha. He had translated our questions to Bulalani Kolani, and you heard his responses.